We had a meeting recently, and we discussed very seriously this prospect. And the question is whether it would be wise and prudent in the best interest of the United States to try to steal a march on the Soviets by ourselves, announcing a suspension of testing at least for a time. And we weighed very carefully all the pros and cons, and particularly some of these things that I have alluded to, which is the fact that unless there can be a program which goes to the heart of this problem, namely the existence of nuclear weapons, we really ought to try to make these weapons into something that could be usable without vast human destruction, and which could make progress toward their utility as more of a tactical weapon. We considered this thing, and we decided that we could not, in fairness to our responsibilities and our duties to the American people, perhaps to humanity, desist in a program which we believe to be sound merely for propaganda advantage.
Secretary Dulles then went on to explain the disadvantages the leaders of a free democracy have in combating the propaganda of a totalitarian state. The administration must answer to an intelligent press and radio ready and anxious to expose any phony policy, plus an opposition political party alert to attack anything unsound, plus a critical and free public opinion which constantly demands high standards, and plus a group of allies to whom we are bound and who must be consulted and respected because they are no puppets like the Soviet satellites. And then for the first time that this correspondent has seen it happen over the years here and abroad, John Foster Dulles let himself go in a speech that was a lecture and a plea and a proud statement of principles all rolled into one.
Now, all of those conditions make it very difficult for us to carry on a type of propaganda such as the Soviets carry on. I don't say that we're doing the best job that we could. I know we're not. We ought to do it better. But I do say that we face conditions which are totally different from those of the Soviet Union. And I thank God that we do. I wouldn't for a minute give up, in order to get a propaganda advantage in the world, any of these things I've talked about. I wouldn't give up our free press. I wouldn't give up our intelligent political opposition. I wouldn't give up the dedication of the American people to high principles. And I wouldn't give up our allies, which are free people that we have to work with, persuade, consult with, and we just can't shoot from the hip without regard to their views. I recall back in the United Nations in 49, I think it was, when Mr. Vyshinsky made a great speech. He said, "We're not using atomic energy for war purposes. We're only using atomic energy to move mountains, to shift rivers for irrigation purposes, and so forth and so on." Why, it was just a wonderful speech. There wasn't a single word of truth in it, and it was never printed, of course, in the Soviet Union. Well, do we want to have conditions where we can pull off propaganda stunts of that sort? Surely we do not. Here you had yesterday the head of the government of the Soviet Union was quietly removed. Not a word of praise, not a word of blame, not a word of explanation. He just goes back to being a teller in a bank. Well, we don't want conditions like that in this country.